Hello and welcome to Enlighten My Loafers. I'm your host, Brett White, and I will be honest with you, maybe I started this podcast just because I wanted an excuse to talk to Project Runway designers. I love Project Runway and I've loved it ever since I was a deeply closeted junior in college. I have never stopped watching the show, ever. I jumped from Bravo to Lifetime and now back again, and I will follow Project Runway wherever it goes. Even if it goes to a streaming service that only shows Project Runway, I will pay $12 a month for that? Anyway, that's why I'm excited to share, hopefully, the first of many chats with a Runway alum. This week, Joseph Aaron Siegel from Project Runway Season 11. But Joe is way, way more than just a survivor of the infamous team season. He's also the designer behind Pretty Snake, a killer streetwear brand that has given me some of the campiest and freakiest swimsuits that I own. This week, I talked to Joe about his experience with Project Runway, launching his own brand, dealing with imitators, and finding inspiration in the weirdest places. Let's do this! Planes, I'm hopping, cars, I'm dropping.
Joe Siegel, and I'm a designer for, well, I guess I am the designer for my brand Pretty Snake.
Yeah, that is, and, you.
yeah, that's just me. And then I make a lot of other stuff too.
Well, is everything you make go through Pretty Snake, or do you also go out to other designer other brands as well? Or I don't know how that works.
Well, I make stuff for like other designers. So, because my specialty is sort of, I have like a knitwear specialty.
Oh.
So I do a lot of knits for like if you saw when I was on Project Runway.
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
Yeah. Like I did the sweaters for Michelle.
Yeah, I have that written down. Is that you? Yeah. Well, one of the things I liked about you on Project Runway is that you were always game to help people.
Yeah.
Even before you were unceremoniously eliminated. I like that you... So, yeah, you were on season 11 of Project Runway, the infamous teams season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. What was that? You did not know it was going to be teams when you got there, right?
No, nobody knew. That was a surprise for everybody.
Not exactly... It's the same thing with Drag Race. It's like when you do teams on a competition show, it's not a good. It can be kind of stifling.
I feel like it could have been good if it was like, if they like let you choose your team like later on.
Yeah, you should have had a couple of solo.
I think it could have worked.
Yeah.
Like it could have worked, but it wasn't very good.
Well, I do like that. So you helped out Amanda during the unconventional challenge with it was like the garden and metal. It was like flowers and metal challenge.
Yeah.
And Amanda was like, I don't know what to do with this. And you were just like, chop off the bottom and put it on the top. Or something like.
Yeah.
It was very, I like that. Right. Like, I like it when designers help each other out. So I like,
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it came naturally. I've been teaching for a long time, so it wasn't like unusual to offer feedback or advice. So,
well, where do you teach?
Teach at RISD.
RISD, yeah. I have a lot of friends who went to RISD for comic book art.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, nice. A lot of if you're a Marvel Comics person, Joe Quinones went to RISD. Maybe Erica Henderson. I don't know. Yeah. What came first? Did Pretty Snake come first or Project Runway come first?
Pretty Snake came like in 2009.
Okay, so that's a little bit before. Yeah.
So that was like, because at first I was doing this other line called World of Jazz.
Wait, how do you spell that?
World of JAS.
Okay. Oh, because that's your initials. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a riff on Yas for a second.
No. Yeah, it's sort of a bad name for a brand. But I was doing that for a while, and I used to sell it. Like, I basically sold it in Tokyo and in New York. And it was like super high-end stuff. So that's what I started doing. And then I have a website. Like, it's a whole other website that you should look up.
Is it just sitting there collecting dust like a relic?
Yeah.
Or is that...
Yeah, it's like an old website of all that stuff. But I'm actually getting, like, I kind of miss making that kind of stuff. So that's like what I'm working on now is kind of like bringing back a different type of design.
Well, because Pretty Snake is a lot more, it's more casual, I would say. It's, you know,
Yeah,
like sweaters,
totally.
swimwear, you know, like what are the dresses called? They're like the not maxi dresses, like bodycon or
Yeah, body con,
okay, yeah.
totally.
These are my Project Runway terms that's the only reason I know this stuff.
Yeah, it's more like I think I consider it as like streetwear,
Yeah.
you know.
And World of Jazz is, that's how I have to say it. That's
Yeah.
more, so what, when you say like high end, do you mean like gowns and like suits and
Yeah.
things or?
Kind of like avant-garde, like weird, still me, still weird high
Yeah.
end, but definitely something that whereas like I was using a lot of high-end materials and a lot of like a lot of hand processes. So, and that's the stuff that like got me on Project Runway. It wasn't, I don't think it was like the cat sweater,
Yeah.
you know.
Well, I like, so like n being aware, because I feel like I'm trying to remember when I became aware of Pretty Snake and how, because I definitely watched season 11 when it aired, but then I think years later when I started like wearing Speedos and getting into like swimwear, I feel like I saw Pretty Snake just in like recommended for you on Instagram. And then when I
Oh,
went back and
cool.
rewatched season 11, I noticed you were on it. And then when you say at one point, like, I like patterns and prints. I was like, oh, yes, he does. Like, that's all Pretty Snake is. Like, Pretty Snake's
Yeah.
whole thing is insane patterns.
Right. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Yeah, like that's the how it kind of came to be because I was just well, basically I was working on all that like high-end stuff. And then the cat sweater got really popular
And
as that was
the cat
happening.
sweater is this the one that's like, is it's a cat with multi, it's like a lot of heads, right? Is it that
Yeah.
one? How old is that print now? That's like what, 10 years?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the 10-year anniversary.
You should do a gold version.
I guess I kind of am, I guess. I did
Nice.
a gold version, but it was bad because it kind of rubbed off. But we don't have to talk about
But like the
that.
so like that sweater like took off, and you, is that what made you go like full in on like, let's just go crazy prints, let's go
Yeah.
this way?
Well, because like, yeah, I did that. That got, yeah, the cat sweater got like big on Tumblr
Oh
because
yeah.
there's that whole Sherlock phenomenon.
Wait, what is there a Sherlock connection with the cat sweater?
Well, it's totally, you'll appreciate this. Well, you have to look at the, if you go to my website, I have a link to the Tumblr. There's like a Tumblr of drawings of Sherlock and Watson wearing the cat sweater, but
Whoa.
it never is a real, it was never real. Like it never happened on the show or anything. It was like these illustration students just like adopted it and then decided that like Watson or that Sherlock wears the cat sweater and Watson's totally terrified of it. And there's like, I don't know, like maybe there's like 100 weird animations.
That's, well, I know there is a, like a meme or something of a like a Christmas sweater that Watson wears in one episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess maybe that was the
And
connection.
now there's a cat. Yeah, there's definitely a cat version of that. Like it's like a sub, it's like a meme of a meme.
So yeah, so you started Pretty Snake then, and then but the more avant-garde stuff got you on Project Runway.
Yeah.
And what was
Yeah.
your, I mean, like, did you find it hard? Well, I mean, so like, I'll just say, I think that you were unjustly kicked off or eliminated. I don't know what the like, polite way to say,
Yeah.
because you had such an interesting point of view. Because at that time, and I do think the show and fashion has changed a little bit, maybe, you were like, I don't want to make like a sexy, form-fitting
Right.
thing. I just like,
Yeah.
it was a really like the look was, wasn't it like a shirt dress kind of. What was it
Yeah, it was like a
inspired by?
weird. Yeah, it was supposed to be like a sweater
Was like
dress.
future. It was like the challenge was like a future challenge or something, right? I should have
Well,
researched. I just watched
yeah,
the episode.
no. The challenge was like flower shop and hardware store,
Oh, that,
because
yes.
those are Heidi's favorite challenges ever.
Yeah.
And then, but then like the team had to make a cohesive collection,
Oh, right. And it
and
was through the decades.
our teams like way to make a cohesive a very loose cohesive collection was to do like decades. And then mine was like the future dress. So they like had asked me what I thought the future of fashion was, and I was like, oh, it's like when it doesn't matter what you look like, it's what you wear and like not how it fits, but how it represents your personality, which might have just been like too authentic for them. I don't know.
Well, like, and I do think that the show has come around. I was wanting to ask, do you think that fashion has changed since your time on Project Runway? Because that answer you gave years ago seems to be kind of accurate to where I see fashion at now, maybe?
I don't know. I think that's always like what I think that's always been around. I think maybe now it's sort of like less unusual. But
You're ahead of your time, I
I don't
think.
know. I don't think too much has changed.
I was trying to be optimistic.
Nope, it's all
No,
the same.
no. Well, but since then, so like, how did being on Project Runway affect Pretty Snake? I mean, did it just add like another credit to your bio or like?
No, it definitely got like, well, I went on the my main goal for the show is like I wanted to have a viable business making what I do, like making my stuff. And I didn't really want to live in New York because I was like doing so much like hustling in New York to get the other stuff off the ground.
Were you
And I
based
just
in New
like,
York then?
huh?
Were you based in New York then? Or have you always been in, you're in Rhode
Like
Island, right?
before, yeah, I'm in Rhode Island now, but before I went to, like, right after I finished RISD, that's when I was working a lot for different brands in New York. And like that was also when I was doing my own. But I was like, it's so hard to like schmooze and like,
It's the
make it.
worst.
I was like, that's like my least favorite thing to do on earth. So I'm gonna just, so I was like, oh, well, Project Runway, like they email, they recruit designers. So like they had contacted me and I was like, well, if they're contacting me, maybe I have a shot. So that's how I ended up applying. And then, so then I was like, this is really good free advertising. I got to try to get on it. So then I got on it and it was good. Like, yeah, that's why I did it. I did it for the advertising. I made sure I had like a business like going. Like I knew that I made sure my Etsy was fully stocked.
Good. Good. That's some good drag queen mentality right there. Because it's like when they go on, like I like now on Drag Race when a queen goes on, they have enamel pins made of all their looks from the season, like ready to go every
Yeah,
week.
totally.
You have to really plan it out. And you did that years ago before, like Instagram, I feel like has really taken off since your time on Project Runway.
I wish I had like taken advantage of it more then though. 'Cause like I don't I think I didn't start an Instagram until like 5 years ago, maybe even less. I
Oh,
don't know, but
really?
I feel like I totally missed the boat. Because I remember when my friends had it, I was like, that's so dumb. Like, no one cares about your Instagram.
That's the way it always is with every social media thing. And nine times out of 10, you're right. Like, yeah, Peach is dumb. Olio, Elio, whatever that was.
Oh, yeah, I remember that
Yeah,
one.
dumb. But I thought that about Twitter and I thought that about Instagram. Nope, wrong. Those worked. Well, I also like you did get some advertisement in season 13 because when Amanda Valentine comes back, she brings like a pretty a bunch of pretty she at least has a tote because I clock that now when I rewatch it.
Yeah, she strategically put the tote on her bed.
It was during an argument scene too. It was like, this is definitely gonna make it in the show. Put that on my bed.
That was nice of her to think of me. And then also I did knits for her for her final collection. So if you look back at that show, like I made these like black and white spandex sweater
Oh
dresses.
yeah, those were so good. That was so cool. That is great. I love that everyone now knows to come to you for knitwear. How did you get into knitwear? How did that become a thing for you?
Well, when I thought that I was gonna like I wanted to go to RISD. Like it all started because of RISD, because I thought I would do pattern design because I've always loved like print design. But then I got super into machine knitting. And then so I have like a dusty machine over here. I don't use this one, but
So it is all done by machine. This is like a basic question because I know nothing about knitting. I just know like knitting that my mom used to do is what I know.
Right. Yeah, it's like a level up from the needles.
Yeah.
But it's not, you know, it's still like you still physically move the carriage around and you make all the decisions.
Wow.
So yeah, it's a whole other process. So like I do a lot of like material research and like that's like my kind of side hustle when I'm not teaching and I'm not doing Pretty Snake. I do like a lot of kind of like R&D for other designers and yarn companies and footwear and a whole bunch of random stuff.
Do you work with drag queens often, or because I know there's like a big crossover with Project Runway and drag race?
Yeah. I make a lot of stuff for like friends in town, but not, I don't know. I have like a, we'll see. I have some random things that have happened. Like I gave Sharon a cat sweater like many years ago and she wears it a lot.
Oh, Sharon Needles, like, season 4 winner. Yeah.
And then, Trixie like wears like the cryptid shirt.
Oh, that's right.
Which I have.
Trixie so, like, Mattel. That's like All-Stars 3 winner.
Yeah, so there's like, I feel like they, I don't know.
They're aware of the brand.
Huh?
They're aware of the brand. They know the goods. Like,
I think they do. Yeah, totally. Yeah, so, you know, I've had some small moments, but nothing like really that exciting. But I also don't really, I don't know. I would rather, well, I would put a dress on anybody who wants it, really. I don't care.
Well, like with, so on the opposite end of the knitwear spectrum is swimwear.
Yeah. Totally.
I would say, so like, when did you decide, like, cause your things are kind of swimwear and knitwear.
Yeah. It's super random.
Like how did, which came first? How did you decide to complement one with the other?
Well, it's like, it's pretty simple, which is funny. It's like, so it all started as like cat sweaters, right? Then the cat sweaters like was like a huge, was a business. Like,
yeah.
I was making like a lot of cat sweaters and I hired my friend to work with me full time.
Well, and I just want to like pause for a second to ask. So like with a cat sweater, is it that you figure out how you're going to knit it and then like you program a thing and then you like push a button and it automatically does it?
No, they're all, the original ones are all screen printed on vintage sweaters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's each one's like one of a kind.
Yeah, wow, okay. So then that is a lot of work. That's right. A lot of Sherlock fans. Like,
now they are actually knitted, like, you know, like a normal sweater, like the pattern is knitted in it.
Yeah.
But the original ones are all screen printed, like on like my kitchen floor. But I was doing like, I think I could make like, I don't know, I could do like 10 at a time or something. You know, like it wasn't many, but I'd go like thrifting every day. I'd bring back like bags of sweaters. I'd screen print them. Then they had to get like heat set. And then I had to do a lot of like experimenting to get it to like print on a sweater is not that easy. Yeah. So then I was doing all that. And then my friend was like, you're an idiot. Like, why are you doing this on your floor? Like, so she helped me build like a screen printing studio. And so I would do that. So then we would work in my basement. But anyways, basically those sweaters got popular. So then I was like, I want to do a digital print of like cats.
Then,
so I did a Kickstarter. And the Kickstarter is how I got, like, I pre-sold a bunch of stuff with this print on it. And that's how I like got this relationship with a printing company.
Oh.
And then from that, that's when I like had scraps from like making all these leggings and dresses. And I was like, oh, I should totally make like a Speedo. Like I have these like tiny triangles of fabric.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So it's just kind of like utilitarian. Like I have these.
Yeah, totally. Wow. And then, so I made a couple and then I sent them to like porn stars basically. Cause that's like how I started advertising, because I didn't want to pay for advertising. I just sent stuff to like people that posted a lot of selfies.
Yeah. I've been featured on the Pretty Snake Instagram every now and then.
Totally. Exactly.
And I am not a porn star, but I have like...
Anybody who takes a picture of themselves is a star to me.
Yeah. What was the first design you made for a swimsuit? Which fabric?
It was the cats.
The cats and like the flower?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
The kitty garden party
I have the puppy garden party.
Yeah, because all the dog people were complaining. They're like, why do I make cat stuff? So,
and now I have cats and I'm kind of like, I need to get the cat one now.
Yeah, the cat one's like the original one. And it's funny because the print has like evolved. Like I always change. That's the thing that's funny about having a small business is like, I pretty much like change the prints without telling anybody, but they're always kind of the same.
Yeah.
But I'll like make something. So like the cat one, I found that the making the Speedos like kind of changed, like, cause like the cats weren't close enough for a small thing.
Yeah.
So like a couple of years after doing it, I was like, I'm actually like, now that these are popular, I should make the fabric a little more like designed for it.
Yeah.
So then I like added more cats to it and I kind of like, you know, I filled up some empty space so that everybody's Speedo would have like a bounty of cats.
Equal cats and flowers.
Yeah, totally.
Well, why? So was it, so the Speedo wasn't like a political choice of like, men should also be able to wear this. It was more just like, I got scraps. What can I make? I got this.
Yeah, I was just like, I have never seen like crazy printed Speedos and
exactly.
I have scraps. Like, and then I was like, I do want to make more, like I like the, like my fabric was perfect for swimwear. So yeah. It just was like a real happy little moment.
I
thought it would just be like funny, but then it ended up being like actually a thing.
Yeah, well it is. I mean, like to get, you know, serious about it, I always recommend Pretty Snake to people that are wanting to try out like Speedos or anything, because the thing I always hated about trunks, and now you guys are actually making trunks, so there are now these fun prints in that too, is like you're going to get plaid, or you're going to get solid, or you're going to get like gaudy cartoon characters. And with so like with Pretty Snake, I have the black and green slime print.
Ooh, yeah.
I have the puppy garden party. I have the cryptids print, which is all a bunch of like Bigfoots and Yetis and like weird monsters. And I also have the that limited edition glitter squiggle.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
I got that one too.
Yeah.
And also have the neon signs, like the neon. So it's like those are kinds of...
That's a solid collection.
Yeah. Those are the kind of prints that you can't find any... How do you design those prints? Do you actually physically draw them on like an iPad? Do you commission them or...
No, let's see. So the cat one's extra special because it's all cats from... I do a lot of like thrifting and antiquing. And I found a, like, you know those, like, I think there might be from, like, the 40s or 50s, those, like, cat Valentine cards.
Yes.
So, like, I found a scrapbook of somebody's collection of, like, tons of the cat cards. And I was like, oh, these cats must be fair use. So, the cat print is, like, a scan of, like, all these different, like, antique cat cards. Mix in with some like stock photos and then also antique like florals and then also some stock photos of florals. So that one's like all collaged.
There's like a physical collage of that somewhere that you then like what scanned in or?
That one was like a combination of like digital. Yeah. And you can actually see like a moiré of the scanner on some of the cats if you look closely. So that's how that one was made. And then, but the slime one was like totally, that was like me playing around just Photoshop filters. And then the neon summer one was all drawn, but with a Photoshop filter to get the neon effect. And then like all the frosting and sprinkles or scans of like actual frosting or digital pictures of like frosting and sprinkles.
Oh yeah. Cause I
drew.
You have a lot of just like food ones, like dessert ones.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I did a bunch of, like, frosting. It was like, I did like 3 frosting prints and sprinkles for a collection. And yeah, they're all just like, I like got, well, I've always been into cake decorating. Like, I love making cakes for friends. So I was like, oh, I should do like a cake art print. So it never really got, it's still, there's a plan to make it go even further though, because I really want to do like an engineered one where it's like, so it's like as if I took a Speedo and I like decorated it with frosting.
I like
that'll happen one day.
It would like kind of like a texture maybe, or like.
Well, I actually tried doing a texture with like caulk, like with a silicone caulking.
Oh, C-A-U-L-K.
Yeah. That kind.
Because I mean, you could see other one.
Yeah. I have tried it. It's like hard to get that. It's a little more material research, but that could work actually.
Oh, wow. So but, like what I find fascinating about Pretty Snake as a brand is like, you run the gamut of like prints that are just like decapitated baby doll heads.
Yeah.
Like all the way to like birthday cake, like frosting, but like it, those sound totally off the wall and different, but it all still is cohesive in a weird way. Like what would you describe as like the Pretty Snake aesthetic? How do you decide whether or not something fits in and can go into the store on a print?
It's mostly kitsch.
Yeah.
I think the general theme is kitsch. Like that's always, I feel like everything has that element to it. Yeah. So, yeah. And so like, that's just something that I'm always attracted to. And like, just like the absurd and like unusual, those are the things that like I'm inspired by. So, and it's like a lot of it comes from just like, I don't know, like I do a lot of thrifting. So a lot of it comes from like old stuff that I've seen that I'm like, oh, I could make a cool version of this. That's you know, like I can reimagine this in a new way. And then there's like some stuff I'm like, this, I see if it exists and then I find that it doesn't. I'm like, oh, I have to make that. So
yeah,
like the cryptid print that actually, that my friend drew. So like I collected all these images and I was like, can you draw these like this, like net, like a, I have this like a book of like flora and fauna, like drawings from like the 1700s or something.
Oh yeah.
So I was like, can you draw like cryptids like they're from this time period? So like that was like my challenge for my friend. So he can do anything. So that was good. And then he also did the Freak of Nature print, which is like really popular. And
oh,
that's the one with the skeletons and like the angler fish. And I'm looking at it right now. Mushrooms.
So when did you started out just doing like swim briefs and then you like moved into like, you now do like trunks and stuff. So how did you, what was like the Pretty Snake take on trunks? Because trunks can be lame. Like they can be like, you know, 15 inch inseams and like really boring. How did you want to revolutionize those?
Well, I always like, I don't know, I always like cut my shorts really short. So, and I had one favorite bathing suit that I didn't make and it was like the perfect length. Mm. So that was sort of my inspiration, just keep everything short. Or just like know that they're out there, like I guess European styles do it.
Yeah.
But then for the trunks, part of it was like I wanted to, well, because we make everything like here, this is like where everything gets made.
Oh wow. How many people work in your studio making all this stuff? Is it just you or
it's me and my one friend.
Wow.
And then like I have like interns and I also have like other part-time people that come by.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a very small business. But then I also like, you know, I subsidize what we can't do with like outsourcing. So like, but we make a lot of the swimwear, because the swimwear, even though it like gets a lot of like Instagram action, it's like not really that popular.
Oh really? Because,
yeah, it looks bigger than it. I think the whole brand looks much bigger than it is. It's like really just me, like.
Well, that's why I'm sure. Well, the studio looks huge via Skype, so you know, you're impressing me.
No,
with that.
It's that's like another good reason to be in Rhode Island.
Yeah. Well, I like, so like on Instagram, what I like about the Pretty Snake aesthetic also is that it is truly body diverse. Like,
yeah, totally.
Even like the official models that you use to model this stuff on the website also, I don't look more like me than any other models that I can see anywhere else usually.
Yeah,
which
totally.
Is also my low key way of asking to model for Pretty Snake at some point. Officially, no. What was that part? I assume that was like part of the intent with like launching the brand.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, like I just like using people I know. Like I've always thought that like clothes look best on the people that want to wear them. So that's usually who the models are, usually people that like are like, I love your stuff and I want to model.
Yeah.
So
like I just did.
Yeah. So that's usually how I find them.
Yeah.
And then like sometimes, you know, it doesn't mean that it necessarily works out every time.
Yeah.
But usually it does. And then I also just try to find different, you know, I'm always trying to find new models. Like I use a different model pretty much every time. Like almost every time I do a shoot, I have like one good friend who always, he's like my standby. He's like, actually have two kind of regular boy models. And then for the girl models, that I always am kind of changing it up.
Yeah.
But I have like two standard guys that I use and then random, whoever's interested. I don't know. Well, not whoever's interested. I'm actually kind of picky.
Yeah.
So. But I do have, like, I'm always trying to, like, add a different person because, you know, especially on Instagram and Facebook, people aren't shy about complaining or, like, saying you're not doing something. So
yeah, exactly.
I do actually read all that stuff and I'm like,
oh, why? Why would you do that? Well, I guess you also want to make sure no one's saying any, like, trash.
Well, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, but it is true. I, like, try to... It's not that I am ever trying to alienate anybody. I always want to, like, I want it to be, like, very wearable and, you know, I don't know. I think I'm into, I don't know. I think everybody looks good in the Speedo, so.
Yeah.
Why not?
That's what I keep. That's my whole mission statement is that
if you
feel comfortable in it, go for it and screw what anyone else thinks because who cares?
Yeah,
I don't know. It's
totally.
It's it took me a good 31 years to reach that realization. So now I'm 4 years into my conversion or whatever. it's nice. A religion. I don't know. Well, I also do like that Pretty Snake is also a very like queer brand.
Totally.
Which. I, you know, as a gay man, I love. I love supporting that.
Like, yeah, thank you.
And it's not like there's like, I don't know, is there a shortage of those? Or do you
I
have a lot
know.
Of peers in that? Like, I want to say it seems like there aren't a lot, but I feel like there have to be. I don't know. This is me not knowing.
Yeah. Well, I kind of think about like the brands that I see. I don't know, like, well, when I do DragCon, Merrick and Richard are there.
Yes, yeah.
And they're, like, a cool queer brand.
And they do, like, all of Alyssa Edwards's looks.
Yeah,
in Texas?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're cool. So there's them. And then, you know, then there's all those other, like, sexy brands, like, the Cell Block.
Yeah.
13 and... You know, Fort Trough and...
Yeah, like, or, like, the ones who just, like, here are harnesses and jock straps, and that's all we make. Like, that kind
yeah.
of, yeah. Which, I mean, like, Pretty Snake is
but
more my speed.
Cool
yeah, Pretty Snake's more my speed, because it's, like, you got, like, button-down shirts and, like, things that I wear.
Yeah, I make it... I picture it as, like, gay skater.
That's exactly
that's
what
like,
it is.
That's, like, my fantasy... Is like gay skater boys.
You want to get like the gay Tony Hawk to wear the stuff.
Yes.
Who is the gay
totally.
Tony Hawk at Pretty Snake? Them head them right now.
Yeah.
Well, you also just did you did Provincetown Bear Week as well.
Yeah.
So like you go when you're interfacing with the people that actually buy the stuff. What is it like actually meeting these people face to face and like talking to them?
Yeah, it's really nice. It's like, especially at Bear Week, like
Yeah.
everybody should go to that because it's awesome. But it, like, everyone's really, the people that come and buy stuff are like, they're very positive and they like are excited that I make, because I make the briefs up to 3XL.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, it's really good. And most people are appreciative that like I have cool prints in sizes that aren't that common, and that the sizes are like, I try really hard to make the sizes like actually true to size.
Yeah.
And
I
a
will
lot of
speak.
other,
I will speak to
it's
that.
hard. Yeah. So it's like, I know that they're not like, the size isn't going to be perfect on everybody, but I try. It's like very conscious and I'm always trying to like improve everything.
What
So,
stand when you're measuring sizes, like what standard do you go by? Do you like take an average of a whole bunch, or are there actual rules set out somewhere that you track down?
I kind of just base it on myself.
Yeah.
So I consider myself a medium most of the time. So
Yeah.
pretty much if it fits me, it's a medium. And like I make everything so it, 'cause like, yeah, whenever I do a sample, I always just make it for myself
Yeah.
first, and then I'll try it and see if it's like good or weird, or you know, then I'll like have like a small person try it. And but anyways, yeah, the measurements do come from like actually like putting a waistband around your, like a measuring tape around your waist.
Yeah.
But then like also with the stretch factor, and you know, there's a lot of other things you just like, so the briefs are kind of smallish, but they're also supposed to be tight.
Yeah, exactly. I think that they are, of all the brands I wear, I feel like they're the ones that have been the most consistent with sizing. 'Cause like,
Right. Well, yeah, because it's like literally me making half of them. So,
yeah.
yeah. And like, we don't, well, I have a couple of patterns. Like, you know, there's like the two briefs and the trunks, and those are all kind of similar
Yeah.
measurements. And then there's the like velvet underwear, which is, that's like its own kind of, that's like a little different, but it still uses some of the brief measurements. So it's like, I try to keep them all consistent.
Yeah.
But then, and then the shirts, I also try to, the shirts are a little harder to keep consistent because I don't do the manufacturing. So like, even though like I do make like some, the sizes for the shirts is like a little on the small side, but not really.
There are a lot more variables with a shirt. Let me
Yeah,
like
it's
sleeve
true.
and buttons and like placement of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the shirts are hard
Yeah.
because also it's like, it depends on where you shop. Like for me, I think if I most, I've like, I feel like I buy clothes at like Topshop. So I'm like used to wearing like a large or an extra large there. So I feel like if that, the fact that I wear a medium in my own brand, I'm like, oh, that seems accurate and fair.
Yeah.
But I think that a lot of my customers don't, maybe don't shop there. You know, like they, if you like buy clothes at Target, the sizing's totally different. So
Target and Topshop are definitely the opposite ends of the spectrum, I would say.
yeah, totally,
Yeah.
exactly. So it's like really hard. That's like, I'm always like, I don't know. But
Yeah.
anyways, I try to like have as many sizes as I can afford to make.
Great.
Because it does cost, the more sizing means the more you spend on stuff.
Yeah, more variables of like, are you gonna make a size and like not as many people buy certain sizes as other sizes.
Right.
So it's like,
Yeah, it's
yeah.
actually really hard to predict too.
Yeah.
I suck at that. Yeah.
So I wanted to ask, are there like what are your what prints, if you can like are there any styles of prints that you have your eye on that you're like wanting to try next, or like other areas of kitsch you want to like explore next? Am I asking for
I
pretty
have.
steak spoilers? Like,
I am working on a, well, I have two prints in the works. They're like, one's inspired by fossils,
oh.
and then one's inspired by cannibals.
I love that. Hopefully they'll all be out by Thanksgiving. Right? Like,
The cannibal one's gonna be a Hawaiian shirt,
oh my God.
but
That's great. Oh, that's so good.
But I think, yeah, hopefully the fossil one, I'm working with this with actually a former, not my student, but like a friend of a student of mine. And so that's coming along, but it's like it's a process that I don't really know much about.
Yeah.
So but anyway, so it's a little collaborative, but we'll see. That one's like in the works. It'll be
Nice.
cool.
So now I want to ask a question that I ask most of my guests. It's called favorite mistake in your entire time, like designing or just like wearing clothes yourself.
Oh, wait, I have a good one for
Oh,
you.
you have a favorite mistake already?
Yeah, well, when you do production, you get some weird stuff. So, this is the cryptid print, right? So, like, I was working with a manufacturer and I was like, okay, I sent them this print and like drawings and like patterns and everything for the shorts I wanted to make. And then they sent me this. It's like a copy of my print
Yeah.
with stock art.
Wow. That's Wait, so is that like
It's
that's
really weird.
like Godzilla? Is that one of the monsters,
Yeah.
Ink monsters, or
Yeah, they use like Godzilla instead of like my drawing of like,
what?
God. Yeah, it's really weird. And then weird, like this weird. They did use the alien I sent them, but it's like really weird stock art.
Why would they do that?
Well, they thought that I was copying something else. Oops.
Jeez.
I like got all excited and messed up. Yeah, so anyways, that's one of the weirdest things that I've ever gotten.
So, what did you learn from that? Just like to be more specific or not?
Well, that it's pretty disturbing how many companies just send other products and get it copied.
Wow.
And then I don't know, I have a lot of well, I have this funny sweater. Do you want to see a knockoff of my sweater?
Oh, that someone else did to rip you off.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, is that from Target?
This is from Michael's, but they
Michael's.
copied my sweater.
Your cat sweater. And did they add the
Yeah.
Santa hats to it?
Well, no, I make ones with Santa
Oh, that's
hats.
right. Yes, I wanted to get my husband one. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, that's a thing. But
Does it is it flattering on any level to see Michael's knocking off your design? I mean, aside from being
no.
angry, yeah, like that's
Yeah, but that one was like that one they did it in a way where like where it wasn't yeah, that one they did it in a way where it wasn't like I couldn't like sue them or anything.
it's just different enough.
Yeah. But then like this other store called LF, I did like actually have to send them a they like full on copied it. So but that was like I actually that was a successful situation. So they like
Wow.
pulled those from the shelves and everything.
That's the kind of stuff you don't think about when you're launching a brand. It's like actually having to get litigious and
Yeah.
protect your designs.
Well,
Jeez.
yeah, like there's definitely I've definitely made some prints, and then I definitely have seen other brands make a very similar print afterwards. But it's hard to know if it's like in the air or
Yeah.
like
If
not,
it's
but
four
it's
queens showing
very,
up with
I don't know.
kimonos. Yeah.
There's definitely some that are like suspicious.
Awesome. Well, so just to close out, I
Yeah.
want to ask, because every episode ends with my guest issuing a challenge, to me, my listeners, about something to like wear or try or go or do related to clothes or style. Do you have a challenge for me or for all of us?
I don't know. You know what I'm like trying to figure out for myself
Oh,
is
yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how to like wear like a one piece thing.
Oh, like a jumpsuit or
Yeah.
like a romper?
Yeah. Because I kind of hate them.
Yeah.
But and I like I don't know. That's my personal challenge, just to like find one that I like that I actually feel like looks good and like
Yeah.
isn't trying too hard and is like actually comfortable.
I have also thought that as well, because I mean, remember a couple of summers ago when there were all those articles about like we tried a romper, like of like bros, yeah. like we tried rompers, and, like so many, yeah. and it's just like it's just a piece of clothing, and I guess like it is douchey because you are drinking PBRs in Central Park while wearing them, like
right.
But then I've seen other people like. Jumpsuits are definitely having a moment with yeah. a lot of my like female friends
mm-hmm.
who are like totally. Super into the jumpsuits. And I'm like, it's interesting.
Yeah. Interesting. That's like my challenge. I have one that I love, but I never really wear it. But I got it from, it's like the Kenzo one that they did for H&M.
Oh, okay.
And it's like green tiger print.
Oh, wow.
But that one's sort of extreme. It's like, you can't just, like, wear that.
No, yeah.
But, I mean, why not? Like, that's, I just need to wear it one day.
Well, yeah, I mean, what is your, I mean, your, I feel like your day-to-day, if you're, like, teaching, like, design and stuff, don't they expect you
I
to
know.
Kind of be kind of kooky?
Yeah. No, the students are very inspiring in the way that they dress, because they, like, don't care. They'll, like, some of their outfits are, like, unbelievable, so.
I love that. Yeah.
That's They're also definitely inspiring.
Oh, way to
keep on
top. And
they keep me on my toes.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for talking and issuing a challenge that I'm going to try and wrap my head around. It also might just be for Halloween being a Ghostbuster.
Oh.
No, that's probably a cheat. Where can people find more about Pretty Snake online and on social media and everything?
You can follow me on Insta.
Follow me up my Insta.
Yeah, at Pretty Snake. And then you can also see my Instagram post posted on Facebook on Pretty Snake. This is the Facebook.
Yeah.
And I don't really use Twitter. And then Tumblr is just those things recycled again.
It's very but streamlined.
It's all Pretty Snake. Yeah. It's all Pretty Snake. And then yeah, the world of JAS.com.
Coming is back.
Like that's yeah well it's changing its name like the new brand that I'm working on is called Final Days.
Oh nice. So
it's like my pop apocalyptic fashion collection.
That's great. I love that. That is really rad.
Thanks.
I also wanted to I forgot to ask, where did the name Pretty Snake come from?
Well I drew a little snake.
Exactly and, what it sounds like.
No, it came from, it's funny because it has nothing to do with like anything bodily. Because people do, because I do make so many Speedos. But yeah. It just came from like me thinking, like kind of being scared of snakes. Mm. And then, but always thinking that they're very pretty. And I was like, that's kind of like the stuff I make. It's like, it kind of scares people, but it also kind of like draws you in.
Oh wow. I so, like that.
Do you that's also where it came from? I'm surprised it's still like I don't know. I can't believe I committed to that, but I'm deep in it. So
yeah,
I can't
it worked
it now.
Do you get any flack or attention from the snake community? Because the snake community is a community.
I know. It's very no.
Okay.
The snake community seems
they're accepting of it.
Yeah. Like, it's funny looking at the hashtag because, and just Googling Pretty Snake, you pretty much get pictures of snakes. You don't even see my stuff.
Nice.
So, yeah.
The snake activists are, like, dominating the SEO or whatever.
Yeah, totally.
Well, thank you so much. I really hope, I mean, my challenge to all the listeners is, go buy some Pretty Snake stuff. And also, I guess next summer, hit up the swimsuits. Yes. Because this will be going out in fall time. Or if you're going to like a nice indoor pool or a tropical getaway.
Yeah, want to hit them tropical up getaway for sure.
All year round.
Awesome. Yes. Can I do a plug?
Oh, yes, please.
There's at the end of September, the last weekend of September, I'm doing a fashion show with Richard Hallmark, Amanda Valentine, and some other people in Benicia in like it's like north of Oakland. But you can look on all of our social media and see more about it.
Definitely.
But if anybody is out there and wants to go to a fashion show, come see us.
Please check that out. Those are some of my favorites. love y'all.
Yeah, it'll be really fun.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen, they're cool. So, like, we all talk still, so it's exciting.
That's it for this week's episode. Take Joe up on that challenge and try a jumpsuit. I'm going to try my darndest to make that happen. Share photos of you rising to this challenge with the hashtag ChallengeMyLoafers and tag and like my loafers on Instagram. That goes for any challenge from any episode at any time. Do it. Thanks again to my guest, Joseph Aaron Siegel. You can follow Joe on Instagram at @prettysnake, and you can follow Enlighten My Loafers on Instagram for show notes, style inspiration, and more. If you have any questions about clothes, style, me, anything, email enlightenmyloafers@gmail.com or just, slide into the DMs on Instagram all casual-like. If you like what you've heard, please rate and review Enlighten My Loafers in Apple Podcasts. Here's what people are saying. In a review titled, "I have a soft spot for nerds who care about fashion," 5 stars, appreciate that. Nobody's Sweetheart writes, "A casual series of conversations between an enthusiastic, self-admitted nerdy host," that's me, I editorialized there, "who's struggled to come to terms with his love of dressing well and caring about fashion and others on their own voyage. Thank you so much. I like it when people get what I'm doing and say nice things. Boost my ego, listeners." Enlighten My Loafers is edited by me, produced by Benjamin Nergieb, photography by Sam Walker, and graphic design by Dylan Phelps. This week's style inspiration is Trixie Mattel, a legendary drag queen that feels her mid-century Dolly Parton fantasy at all times. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'll be back next week with more questions and more answers.